Some brown went off to war, to fight on a foreign shore. Hey, his mama sure was proud of him. He sat so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out into a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you where to go. Do what the captain says, lots of medals you will get. And we put them on the shelf when you get home. That old tree he pulled out, John's mouth began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son, that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, but her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door, and she bragged about her son in his uniform and gun. In his thing she got a good old-fashioned war. Letters ceased to come, a long time they did not come. They ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And one day a letter came, saying go down and eat the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and she looked all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. For his face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off, and he wore a metal base around his waist. His surgeon tried to move, and his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Tell me, my darling son, tell me what you've gone and done. How is it that you come to be this way? Tried his best to move, but his mother tried to chop. His mother tried to chop him every day. Don't you remember, Mom, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on that battleground, you were home acting proud. You wasn't there standing in my shoes. And I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody who died trying. But the thing that scared me most, when my enemy came close, I seen hit his face look just like mine. That I was just a puppet in a flake. And through the roaring smoke, the string it finally broke. And a cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned to look, he can't just read his face, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he caught his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.